In the 4th Congressional District, which runs along the Red River to East Texas to Rockwall County, Congressman Ralph Hall is well known and admired by many, like Ralph Pruce of Sulphur Springs.
He's a gentleman. He stands up for what's right. He's kind. He listens to his constituents.
But not everyone feels that way.
I think he's been there too long. I think it's time for fresh blood.
That's Angie Smith at a recent Hopkins County Republican Party event where voters paid $15 to eat barbecue and shake hands with GOP candidates, including Hall and three of his opponents. His challengers have criticized Hall for not attending many public events. He's a few months shy of turning 91, but ask him about his age and you'll hear this.
If I didn't feel fine, if I wasn't healthy as a radish, if I hurt even in the end of my toe, I wouldn't be running.
And running, literally, is something he says he also hasn't given up.
I still run 2 miles every morning in the world. I've been doing it 30 years.
In case there's any doubt, he says there's a photo of him running around the Capitol. Being fit in his 90s is one thing, but it's his effectiveness that opponent John Ratcliffe questions.
He falls into a class of politicians that have gone to Washington and stayed too long and made a lot of promises that they haven't kept.
Ratcliffe is a former U.S. attorney and former mayor of the small town of Heath. Currently, he's a partner at the law firm run by former Attorney General John Ashcroft.
As a Republican, you know, for the last 5 years, I've seen the GOP leadership get outworked, outsmarted, outmaneuvered, and beaten by Obama and the Democrats, and I'm just tired of it.
Hall is a World War II veteran, a Navy pilot who went on to practice law in Rockwall. He started out as a Democrat and switched parties in 2004. He served as the chair of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee in the House, and the first North Texas reservoir in nearly 3 decades is being named after him. Hall's other opponents include Plano businessman Lou Gelati. He's a former race car driver and stuntman on Walker, Texas Ranger. He's run against Hall 2 other times.
Age is an issue, whether they want to admit it or not. There's not a company in America that would hire a CEO that's 91 years old.
Gelati applauds Ralph Hall's dedication and service, but says voters should look past the iconic image.
One of the real problems with Ralph Hall is that the pictures he uses in his ads and his website are 20 years old. So we're running against that legend and that myth.
Opponent John Stacy, who's 34, says he'll bring new voices to the Republican Party. Stacy's a former Fayette City Council member.
It's not about Congressman Hall to me, period. When I was running, when I started filing and making, I didn't know if he was going to run again or not. I'm running because I'm scared to death of the direction of my country.
Hall says the reason he's running again is so he can straighten things out in Washington. Like many Republicans, he says he wants to get rid of Obamacare. He explains why in his own unique way.
Once his Obamacare falls, and it's going to fall if we just leave him alone. I pray for him, you know, but I looked up one time and I thought I saw God rolling his eyes at me. So, but you're supposed to pray for your enemies, and he's the enemy of my children, my grandchildren.
Whoever wins in the March 4th GOP primary will probably hold the office. He'll face a Libertarian candidate on the November ballot. No Democrat has filed. Hall says this is his last time to run. But then again, he's said that before. Stella Chavez, KERA News.